Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and thank you guys for joining me whenever, wherever, however you guys are catching the show, whether it's here live, which I would prefer you guys to check me out live, but I know everybody's schedule's different, live here on Spreaker.com, or if you're catching it in the archives here on Spreaker.com, or from the website, or from Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes. If you haven't subscribed to us on iTunes, do so now. Or I'm going to pray against your cat or something like that. I hope you, where'd that come from? I hope you guys are doing well. I am doing, I think if I said I was doing great, that would be an overstatement. I am absolutely exhausted because, and I always say it, because my job demands and takes too much of my time. And I don't know. It's just one of those things to where, again, and I talk about this every single week, and I think that now seems like my lighter days happen to be on Wednesday, where I don't have as much work to do for whatever reason that is. I had a lot of work to do, but not a lot of work to do. I end up finishing early on Wednesday, so that's why I'm here on Wednesdays now. It used to be Tuesday, but who in the hell knows I'm here, right? and I want to say welcome to all of the new listeners that we picked up since our Pride 48 live streaming over there on Pride48.com. Thank you guys. I was kind of shocked that some of the people who have started listening to the show and whoever's in Cleveland, Ohio, thank you. and Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you. I thought that was kind of funny. But anyhow, but you know, I talk about the job a lot and I talk about balance. And I was talking to someone today and she's like, "You look like you're ready to drop." I'm like, "I am." You know, I'm not one that runs from a challenge, or I don't think that I'm up to the task. But baby, let me tell you, your boy was tired, and I've done a lot. I've done a lot these in the last, I don't know, several days. On I worked 16 hours on Wednesday and Thursday, and that's just not, you know. My job is 24/7, but I actually had to put in those hours, you know, at a particular site to do some stuff, and then, you know, go home, try to sleep, wake up really early in the morning, you know, because 16 hours is not, when you work 16 hours and then you only get to sleep for 8 hours and then have to be back in the morning, that's a lot to do, because it was like 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. and then when you get travel time, 30 minutes to get home, you know, another 30 to 45 minutes to, you know, settle down and go to bed. And I was exhausted these last days. But not only that, was Thursday going to Friday, and I then had to run out of town Friday for the job. Excuse me. And then finish some things up and then go to work, you know, at 4 and work to midnight. So again, I'm getting off at 12:30, getting home, you know, get off at 12, getting home at 12:30, 1 o'clock, 12:45, trying to lay down. Knew I was going out of town on Saturday, because, you know, I went to Indie Pop Con. We're going to talk about that tonight as well. But knew I was going out of town, And I overslept, and I felt so bad because I was writing with my friends from the Thought Bubbles podcast, and I felt so bad because I'm never late, but you know, actually this week I've been late twice, not only on Saturday when I was going out of town, but on work things. You know, I'm never late for meetings and never late to pick someone up. I was like, I'm late. You know, this morning when I was, I woke up in enough time, and I'm dragging. I'm like, I can't go on. And I finally pulled myself out of bed, ran through the shower, got some clothes on, and I look a mess. I haven't shaved. I haven't cut my hair. You know, I haven't done laundry, and it's just a mess. It's just a mess, and it's not fun because I don't like being in that situation. You know, I like to have all my stuff together, and it just hasn't worked out that way, unfortunately. And I looked a mess today, and then my phone, when I stopped ringing, you know, I told you guys I have a work phone and everything, but when I stopped ringing, it's ringing 24/7. I'm getting 1,000 calls. And then I'm like, I better check my email before I leave. And this is what made me a little late. I'm like, because I know there's nothing but trouble when I open my work email from home, and lo and behold, there's nothing but trouble in there. And so, that's what it is. Work is work. But I've been late, and I'm like, that's not good, because that's not me. And I need to find a way to combat, you know, what's going on. That's why my butt needs to be asleep. But you know what? I can't say that because that'd be a lie. As in work, I have some things I need to do, but as in the time I need to spend doing them for work, that's not going to happen because I think I have it's a 3-day weekend. My company is closed on Friday, so there's no going to the office. And then of course Saturday and Sunday, and then all my schedules are pretty tight right now. It is 11 o'clock and nobody's called me, so that's good. Stage one, by the end of the podcast, hopefully I don't get a phone call to where I have to go into work. So pray for me, y'all. Pray for me, because I definitely need it. So, but what have you guys been doing? Like I said, I've been out of town doing the comic convention thing. Pretty much is all I've done last weekend, and try to get sleep where I could. And tonight, and that's another thing with the job. I haven't had the opportunity to hang out with my nephew, you know, my best little guy, you know, my mini me. I haven't had an opportunity to hang out with him, so I had to go cut his hair. I've been promising to cut his hair for 2 weeks. And the other day, I think Sunday, I seen him. He's like, Uncle David, you need to come cut my hair. Because he would no longer let his mother cut his hair. She's like, no, you need to come cut my hair, Uncle David. I'm like, okay, I'll be over this week. And then I came home today because I got off early. And I'm like, you know what? I am going to lay down, watch some TV, and just kind of veg out. And if I fall off asleep, that's fine. I'll wake up when I'm supposed to. Yeah, you ever have those days where you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to sleep. And when I wake up when I wake up. You know, and that's where I was. And then back in my house, like, oh, I really need to go over there and cut his hair. He asked me. And then the thing that stopped me, I'm laying here. And I can't find my remote control. I'm like, oh, hell. So I was kind of drowsy because I laid there and I was kind of, you know, looking at the online and look at different stuff. And I'm like, well, do I need to just go home to sleep? And then I text my sister, asked what she was doing. And she's like, oh, nothing, come over. I'm like, eh. I was like, okay, I can't find remote control. About that time, that second wind thing had kind of kicked in. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go over to my sister's house and cut my nephew's hair. But I was like, well, guess what? Why don't I go ahead and today was the, I guess, a silent kickoff of Get Pop Cultured at Barnes & Noble. So after I cut my nephew's hair, we ran out there. And last year, there was a little bit more fanfare. Of course, there was the Batman 75th anniversary that was going on during one of the weeks of PopCon. And also last year, you guys know that I collect the pop, the Funko Pop figures. They had the little Domos, you know, those little Japanese things, as comic book characters. It, from Funko, and they was like, they was really crazy. Probably like $2 a piece. And I, you go out and get one a day or something. I don't remember what it was. And they had all this stuff. It might come on later on, but today there was some kind of 50s flashback. Or no, today was the kickoff. Tomorrow is the 50s flashback. So I'm gonna go out there tomorrow. But last year they had like a lot of stuff, like a lot of books that were free, like sample chapters that were free, and comic books and posters and promotional material. And tonight I went out there and I'm like, and then it's so funny because I'm kind of crazy with the pop figures thing. I asked the girl, well, one of the girls, I said, hey, you know, when are you guys going to receive your San Diego Comic-Con pop figures? And, you know, and so the man, that he's like, well, you probably know more about it than we do, because I have a reputation now. It's funny, Hot Topic called me today. Now, before, I don't know if one of my friends had said something to them, but before, Hot Topic weren't calling me. They weren't calling me, telling me what pop figures were available, even though I had left my name 1,001 times. But now, let me tell you, when I go up in there, they know me by name. I'm like, have I spent that much money up in the store? Which I probably have, right? And so I get a call, and normally they want you to give specific pop figures that you want. And I've done that on several occasions, here lately, but today she called me. She said, oh, hey, David, this is such and such from, Hot Topic. And I just want you to know that we got a whole bunch of pop figures in the day. And I just want to run through them to see if you need anything. I'm like, oh, I got these chicks trained, you know, you know, me. I was, feeling myself like Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, and and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and she was really, really sweet. I know who she is, and she went down through a whole bunch of ones that I already have, except for, I'm thinking I'm going to get my niece, and if you're listening, turn it off for 5 seconds, the Crazy Eyes from The Orange is New Black, and where was the other one she said? Dang it, and I didn't have it. And it was nothing that I had to have. Oh, metallic, something metallic from Adventure Time. And I think it was the little like Game Boy thing. That's a metallic one. And so I told her to put that at home. So I'm going to go look at them tomorrow at some point, and then go check out Barnes & Noble. So, like I told you guys before, last week and the week before, you know, if you're not able to get to any of the conventions that are going on throughout the country, you can go to Barnes & Noble, because they have a pop culture type of Comic-Con-ish event that you can go be a part of it and see what's going on. Like, I know they're doing this weekend a travel and time, so there's going to be a lot of Doctor Who stuff going on. I think that's locally at 7 o'clock, but I don't know if the schedule is the same at all the Barnes and Noble. So I know some of the other ones, and they get some of these big name artists like Scotty Young and what's the one guy, Greg Land. They go to these different places from Barnes and Noble, because this is a big event. Everybody's jumping on the pop culture bandwagon. I don't know if you guys have a FYE in your city, or a Coconuts, which is a sister company to FYE, but they are now, it used to be music, you know, CDs, they were really big in CDs, then it went into DVDs and videos, and then they got into the used trade type of thing, which I think is still overpriced. But now they have exploded in pop culture. I was at Coconuts today, and I was just, not that I was shocked, the immense amount of, for one, pop figures, they have a ton. And I think they have some ones that were like, these might be some valuable ones because they're just kind of thrown and they're not in any kind of order. But I didn't have time to go through all of them. But and they have this all this comic book memorabilia, the Justice League, DC stuff, The Walking Dead, Star Wars. I mean, it's all over the store. It has taken the first position. If you ever work in retail, it is in the first position, you know, because people, when they normally walk into the store, they go to the right. Pop figures are right by the door. You walk right by them. And then there's a second pop figure display. But then everything else is like, it's all geared towards, you know, the Minions from that Disney, that's in Despicable Me, the Minions. All that stuff is in these FYE and Coconut stores. And I think it's kind of crazy. It's kind of cool. But I think it's kind of crazy how they have embraced nerd culture and comic book culture, and it's fun, and it makes me feel good that I can go to a mainstream music store and not feel, although with music I feel like that I've aged. I will never buy another CD again. Well, I'll buy the Janet CD, and I'll buy Beyonce. I didn't even buy the last Beyonce CD. I downloaded it on iTunes, so you know, I'll probably just do that with Janet as well. But you know, it's so how crazy how it's been embraced. So how long will this trend last? Who knows? As long as we have these phenomenal story, the comic book stories, or that kind of that genre stories on television and in front of our faces, I guess it won't go away. But I'm just waiting for the bottom to drop out. It's like, okay, this is not fun anymore. You know. But anyhow, we'll get to all that a little bit later. Hopefully, I'm not going to keep you guys long because I am tired. I really need to go to bed. But so tonight, we're going to talk about Indie PopCon. And my favorite thing from Indie PopCon this past weekend. And also, if you ever have to get an operation, you might want to take your phone in there and record while you're sleeping. We're going to play something that happened to a Virginia man. I think it was Virginia. While he was on the, I wouldn't say operating table, but he's having a procedure done. And then the Catholics, our Catholic group, has come out with a video. Well, let's say they have came out. And you won't believe what these crazies have done. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. I'm talking too fast. All that and a little bit more on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. get to love some Lisa Lisa, baby. That was Heads and Toe with Cult Jam. I never understood what Cult Jam did because normally it was Full Force. So I guess it was the two people who did, the two guys who couldn't make it in Full Force. They sent them over with Lisa Lisa because they liked them. Anyhow, but she needs to make a comeback. I would love to hear something from Lisa Lisa. She had that All Cried Out song, you know. It was good. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. And talking to my good friend, Raven Randall, a.k.a. Mags. For some reason, I don't know how he got blocked. Sometimes Spreaker really confuses me, too, but I do apologize. I also have voice bloggers in the chat room. What's up? Hello. Welcome to the show. Never seen you before. Glad that you're here. We do all kind of stuff here. We talk some shade. We throw a little shade, talk some trash, and then we nerd out a bit. But I also find some interesting things that I like to talk about that are important to me weekly. Since I ramble, you should hear one of me and Raven Randall's episodes. We talk a lot. We talk a lot. But welcome back, guys. If you haven't done so yet, you can always go to facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and you can check out everything, especially the pictures from Indie PopCon this weekend, and some of the cool things that I had done, or I bought, or I purchased, or I guess I bought and purchased the same things. Oh, and we'll talk about that later, too. The best burger ever. go to our Twitter page at the 5x5. You can send us a little tweet. And I implore everyone, if you haven't been to the 5x5.blogspot.com, thenumber5@blogspot.com, and click the voicemail link. It's on the right hand side of the page. Click the voicemail link and send me a voicemail. I want to hear you guys. But, you know, if you want to get a little slick with the mouth, go ahead, because you won't like what I have to say. I'm good like that. But I have fun with it. Debbie Daly, long time. No, that picture's really, really not cute. Whoever's doing that. But anyhow, I was reading an article. No, I didn't read an article. I heard the video, and I was absolutely mortified by what I heard. So this makes you think twice about having a procedure done. This guy went in for a colonoscopy or anything that you have to go under. I guess go to anesthesia, you know. And anyhow, the article was written by Tom Jackman on the Washington Post. .com, and it says, sitting in his surgical gown inside a large medical suite in Reston, Virginia, a Vienna man prepared for his colonoscopy by pressing record on his smartphone to capture the instructions his doctor would give him after the procedure. But as soon as he pressed play on his way home, he was shocked about how his anesthesia-induced stupor, he found that he had recorded the entire examination and that the surgical team had mocked and insulted him as soon as he drifted off to sleep. So this is what the anesthesiologist had to say about the patient and then like the rest of the medical team that's in there working on this guy. So take a listen to that and then tell me what you think.
Really, after 5 minutes of talking to you, 3 hours, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit. So just make sure you're gowned up. I don't want you to accidentally rub up against it. Syphilis on your arm or something. It's probably tuberculosis in the penis, so I'm sure you'll be alright. Just get a PPD in like a month, and then you'll take some INH and be fine.
So if you see a reaction, it's
okay. Penis and cola.
Sure.
Dr. Shaw said
everything, you just don't remember it. I'm just repeating.
You're gonna have to have a timer go off, or have like a fake page.
Maybe.
Dr. Shaw, you need it urgently in the office. Okay, I have to go
actually,
now.
Excuse me. I have a patient to see.
I've done the big patient before.
Dr.
Pierce,
and I'm putting his
IV
in because I always pass out when I look at
them. Well, why are you looking
then,
retard?
I said, turn your head. Why are you looking?
They want to believe what they want to believe. These people are into their medical problems. They need to have medical problems.
I call it the Northern Virginia Syndrome.
It does. I agree. It seems to be a heck of a lot worse here because it was not like this in Texas.
Here it's like the holy of the thou.
We're more sharp in Texas.
No, it's here it's like the holy of the thou, too much internet use, a little too much information, kind of.
Time to rally go, wheel of annoying patients it goes. We're in a land nobody knows.
We're so sure of age, they want you to know.
I feel bad, I shouldn't be so mean. I'm going to mark hemorrhoids, even though we don't see them, and probably won't. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark.
Now, see, that was the recording that the guy heard when he played back the supposedly, I don't know how true that is, the doctor's instructions because he didn't want to forget. They didn't say how old the person was. But regardless of all that, can you imagine, you know, you're sitting there very exposed. You know, for one, the guy was having a colonoscopy. And here's these people who don't know you from Adam, especially the anesthesiologist. You know, they come in and introduce themselves. Now, my mom has had several procedures. And so these doctors or these surgeons, whoever, you know, they're so, and I don't know because they're overworked, you know, you're definitely not underpaid. But I mean, where do you get off, you know, being so standoffish? And there's some people that have phenomenal bedside manner, and obviously these people do not. Talking about his syphilis, talking about tuberculosis of the penis, and all this kind of nonsense while they're sticking, you know, that camera up his ass, you know, and trying to be funny and mean and trying to be better than someone. That's the problem with people today. You know, I have a smart mouth, but it's all done in fun. I might talk about somebody's shoes because when I was at Barnes & Noble tonight, this girl had them, you know, those boot sandals that go up real far, but your toes are hanging out. I hate those, and I wanted to rip them off her feet because they look ridiculous. But I didn't say anything to her. It was inside my head. And it's unfortunately this person had to, sometimes what you don't know is you're probably better off. But you know, this is the day and age, like everything with the things with the police or, these emails, you know, eventually, you know, everything comes out in the wash. And I always saying everything comes out in the wash. And, they found out for being a bitch, you know, it's plain and simple, being a bitch. Her name is Tiffany Ingram, and she was sued and won $500,000. So I hope this man is justified. I'm sure he's mortified still that these people would, you know, this might prevent him from going to get, say for instance, he said I had something wrong, you know, while I was checking him out. This might prevent him from going back because of some kind of, what's that called? PST, PTS, post-traumatic PTS, you know what I'm talking about, about it, because they treated him so horribly. Okay, they didn't do it in his face, I guess, but you know, he heard it, and you know, what's the response? You know, what was the defense when they're playing this tape in court and they're saying he said all this crazy, they're saying all this crazy mean stuff about this person, and they're like, well, what was her defense? You know, her lawyers are like, well, she didn't know she was being recorded. Well, he didn't know his ass was knocked out. He didn't know he was recorded either. But that's just, you know, just plain rude and nastiness for no reason just to make you feel better about yourself, you can talk about this person. And I guess she went on to say about it's the area, but she has been terminated. And then they went to look to see where she had registered, because she was, you know, she was hit with that malpractice lawsuit, and she had went down to Florida. So, you know, when I'm on the weekly rewind on Fridays, you know, or live on Thursday nights, you know, we talk about Florida stories. So maybe she'll raise her ugly, venomous head again, and then we'll get to talk about her. So, but of course, she can't be reached for comment. So let this bitch know that her behavior is abhorrent, and I hope she never works in medicine again, because that's just, it's awful. It's awful. Anyhow, with that being said, we're going to take another little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these Catholics and this new kind of viral video that's going around about not being alone. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
All right. Straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass, so fat it's retarded. Pout it, I just won't whip it, then balk it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins, then I'ma dog it. Off and ballin', shit on the off and drink a whippin' with the Dawkins, dealing them softly. Like, bitch, I'm this shit, and you knows it. Step out my outfit, pimpin' them out shit. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
I knew I was going to do that. Sorry. Welcome back. It's a 5x5 Podcast. That was Tinashe with Who Am I Working For? Now, you know, Tinashe is she's starting, I've said this a thousand times, I was playing Tinashe with, what's the little music sharing site, not Spotify, Reverb Nation or something like that. I was listening to her when she was on that before she had the record deal. But now she's on everybody's joint. So she was even on the BET Awards the other night when Janet Jackson received the Ultimate Icon Award. So congratulations to Janet Jackson. Also, in Atlanta news, NeNe Leakes is leaving the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they're going to replace her. Well, not replace her, fill the space with none other than Kim Fields. What y'all think about that? You know, Tootie from The Facts of Life, you know, so. But I love Kim Fields. I'd like to see her again, you know. So I didn't know she was living in Atlanta. So that's kind of cool. I didn't know that when I was living down there, she was living down there. Or maybe she just moved. Like somebody will, some people will move to be on the show. But welcome back. Oh, want to tell you guys, once a month, Auntie Vera Charles, we have to get your address so I can send you your prize from Devin Ice is blessed us with his presence in the chat room. Before I say what I say, my friend Devin, he is a part of the Facebook group that I started called Life with Funko Pop for us, all of our Funko Pop collectors. And we share information back and forth. So if you haven't joined the group and you're a Funko Pop collector, join the group because it's pretty cool. Well, it's cool is subjective, right? But yeah, whoever the Debbie person is in the room is not the real one. they have some pretty interesting photos in the chat room. I know. I thought you'd be around. We should have been Facebooking while we were there, but you had a rough time this weekend. I hope everything is better, and put some ointment on that cut. Anyhow, Auntie Vera Charles, if you listen to the show, she was the winner of the first Glitter in the Geek box from the 5x5, which all kind of goodies from Loot Crate and comic book stuff and fun stuff, and a Funko Pop going to her when she sends me her address. So I want to Facebook you and get that so I can get that sent out to you. But once a month, we're going to give away a Glitter in the Geek mystery box from the 5x5. We're going to give one away once a month, and it'll be filled with that sort of thing. I can't, like these mystery boxes you get now, because they're all over the place now, I can't guarantee a Funko Pop in every one. But there'll be some fun stuff. I actually picked up some stuff today for a future box. So you never know. Just stuff that I liked. I actually picked up several things for a future box. So you never know you're going to be getting. So you have to listen. And then I'll have some kind of contest or something. And maybe I'll just pick somebody randomly from the chat room. Who knows? But the last thing before we get to Indie PopCon, I know I'm running out of time here because I'm not going to stay on here long like I told y'all. But the last thing I wanted to share with you all was about the new Not Alone video of sorts. It's a video I said on YouTube that these people are coming out in support of. And I'll let you guys listen and to them. Then you guys can tell me what you want. You can send me an email to the 5x5@gmail. Well, actually, it's 5BYYFIVE@gmail.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and all that kind of good stuff. But I'll let you guys listen to it. And then we'll come back. We'll take a break and we'll talk about it. We'll take a break and then we'll talk about Indie PopCon and all the stuff that I did on Saturday. So check out this little clip and tell me what you think.
I am a little bit nervous about people kind of hearing that I am this way and then thinking, Well, you know, she's not welcome here.
I would say I am different. We're all different.
Most people probably think I'm already weird anyway, so I mean, I don't think society's impression of me is gonna change drastically based on one or two discoveries that come to light after this video, or...
Pretty scary, you know? You wonder, how many people can I really, truly, honestly be open with?
I've tried to change this before, but it's too important to me.
I actually think marriage is between a man and a woman.
I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I already have an idea of what marriage should be. That would never change.
At the end of the day, I think we don't need to truly be ashamed of how we really feel about things, so just be you.
No one should be looked down upon. No one should be suppressed, or no one's views should be suppressed.
I know a lot of people who are gay. I have friends who are gay. I don't fear them, you know? They're wonderful people. I love them. What I do feel insecure about is speaking from the heart and being really open and honest about what I believe.
I mean, I love my friends. Several of them happen to be gay. How would it not be the case that the ever-loving creator who gave us everything we have doesn't love us?
Where's that balance? You know, where can you say, no, I'm not going to be a part of this, but still respect someone?
Bigoted is a huge word that gets thrown around. It's just not true.
You cannot have a society of hatred or a society of bigotry.
I happen to know what marriage is, and I don't see how it could change.
The best way to kind of break down all these barriers, sorry, is to just get to know people one-on-one.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
Now, did y'all almost feel the need to have Sarah McLachlan come on at the end talking about In the Eyes of the Angel? Whatever that song she sings is on every sad commercial. If it's a little African kid, a kid in Africa, or it's a puppy that's been abused or abandoned, you know, her ass gets on that song. That y'all done made that chick rich off of feeding us sob stories, right? But anyhow, I thought she had did the music, because that's what it sounded like to me. But are these people serious? You know, how do you feel about that video? What's that boy's name? Well, anyhow.
Hello, people. You can look at me. What you see?
Okay, well, I'm a witness here. What I seen was a horrible, tragic situation.
Horrible and tragic situation, because that's what it was. no, I mean, is that needed? Is that needed? Okay, imagine this was 50 years ago. You know, 50 years ago, and it was about interracial marriage, and you inserted black where they said gay. Wouldn't that be the same thing? My friends who happen to be white, I don't have to categorize them as my white friends. They're my friends. And I think it's suspect when people say, I like my black friends. I have black friends. They're your friends, and you don't need to justify that. Just like these people saying, well, my gay friends, and, you know, and I have a problem with, you know, speaking from the heart, and Lord forgive me, the chick at the end crying. What are you crying about? What has this done to you? You know, why are you hurt so much? You know, why are you hurt so much because you feel like you can't say what you want to say? You can't oppose it. I don't care if you oppose it. Just while you're saying you don't oppose it, don't infringe on my rights to do what every other American gets to do. You know, that's the problem. So while they're on there crying and acting fool, I can't tell you. It's the most ridiculous video I ever seen. This was brought to us. The video comes courtesy of The Catholic Vote. It's a conservative nonprofit that supports pro-life and pro-family politicians. They want other Americans that oppose same-sex marriage to know that they're not alone. It comes complete with tears, black and white imagery, and music, the Sarah McLachlan music, to tug at your heartstrings with courage. I thought it was a joke at first. I'm like, are they playing with me? Am I being punked? Is Ashton Kutcher going to pop out and is like, gotcha, bitch? You know, that would have been D.L. Hughley. But anyhow, it's like, are you serious? Is that really needed? You know, maybe for some people it is. I just think it's not even offensive. It's just weird and bizarre. And I don't know what actors they pay to get on and put that bullshit together. I hope nobody gives them the job. Anyhow, we ain't going to talk about that because I thought it was ridiculous. When we come back, it is Indie Popcom time. And yeah, I'm going to tell you guys everything that I did, including the most amazing burger in the world. And Devin, you'll have to go there. If you're living in Indy now, you have to go there and get one and send it to me. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Fat girl, fat girl. I had to play that. I used to love when, you know, with the regular Batman music came on back in the day when we were watching a little the Batman, Burt Ward, Adam West, Batman live action television show. And, the first couple of years, it didn't have Batgirl in it. But then they did a remix. They did the Batgirl remix. And you'd hear that music come through like up under the regular Batman. And you knew Batgirl coming in that purple skin tight biker pants suit thing and start kicking people in the face. I used to love that, you know, and her skirt would turn to her cape, and then she'd turn her hat inside out, and it'd be her hat. And then they kind of, you know, the person who made the Batgirl cycle for that Batman television show, he was the last queen, because nothing but a gay guy, and I can say it, a gay guy, because it had ruffles and frills and glitter, and its lip gloss was popping, I'm telling you. And y'all know what? See, this is why I don't need to be on here talking about nothing, because I do too much. And then I crack myself up, and then I get lost in what I'm talking about. But that Batgirl cycle, you know, it was
like a tornado girl.
It was like a tornado girl. Y'all remember that? Anyhow. And then she'd come out of the alley, you know. She was much cooler than Batman, I'm sorry. And if I had one of them purple outfits back in the day, I would have been all about it. But anyhow, Yvonne Craig was the Batgirl, the live-action Batgirl. She goes to some of the cons. I don't think she's dead, but I think she goes to some of the cons still. Yes, I'm going to talk about the burger. But anyhow, I played that to get into Indie PopCon, to set the stage, so to speak, to do some fanboy stuff. So Saturday, although I was late getting to my friends, Kristen Elaine, we did make it to Indie PopCon in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is their sophomore event. Last year I went, and I have to say, send some big shout outs to Indie PopCon for affording yours truly, the 5x5 podcast, with a press pass again this year, so we could take in the event and meet some people and talk about it here on the 5x5 podcast. It's funny because when you're going around to the different booths, I guess people thought, because the badges say press on them, and people were like, "Ooh, who are you with?" You know, so I got tired of people asking me, and I said, "Channel 7 News in Evansville." You know, because people kept on asking me, you know, and I felt like, and I shouldn't feel ashamed about it because I have fun with this and I do go to a lot of the cons and I do review them and I do a lot of fanboy stuff on my show. So, but it was just like, stop asking me, you know, listen to the show. And I gave out quite a few business cards. So hopefully if we have any new listeners from Indie Pop Con, comment on this post, whether you see it on Facebook or Twitter or here on Spreaker.com, and follow us. If you haven't followed us yet on iTunes, do so. But anyhow, so we went and there was only a few things that I wanted to go get. I know I wanted the Andrew Luck quote-unquote exclusive pop that they had for sale. So I picked him up at the convention, and it's pretty cool. I think the helmet comes off. I haven't taken it out of the box yet. And but they had the Rainbow Batman pop figures, and I paid $10 for mine, you know. And so this guy that was selling them, he wanted $20. I just couldn't justify 20. Like, I had, you know, not that I'm rich or anything, but I had sufficient money if I wanted to do that. You know, I could. Anyhow, and so, and you know, at these conventions, if you guys have never been to one, they have, like, celebrities, whether they have, like, television, movie celebrities, voice actors. Then they have the comic book creators, producers. And then they have the artists, whether they're artists for a comic book or they're an indie artist, which sometimes you can find a lot of good stuff in the indie community. And a lot of these people have gotten their start at these conventions. They've been seen. And so I always like to throw a shout out to the indie artists, especially my friends from Page for Yeti. So if you haven't, if you haven't checked out their stuff, go to pageforyeti.com. They also do a podcast here on Spreaker.com. Check those guys out. Those are great guys, and they have funny stuff. Midnight Snack is hilarious. And the old lady is a G. But I did check out. I'll say this without trying to throw so too much shade. Again, and I say this all the time. I say this all the time, whether I'm going to a store, whether I'm going through a drive-thru, whether I'm meeting somebody for the first time, or I'm hiring a potential employee, you have to really sell yourself. And especially at these events when you only have 2 or 3 days to make money, this is what you're there for. So, and some people that I bought stuff from, I felt guilty, you know, because they're looking at you like, aren't you going to buy something? Well, tell me what you got. You know, first, sell yourself. Anything is liable to come out of my mouth, and I will say just about anything, but I'm going to be fun with it. I'm going to be cool with it. I'm going to enjoy the moment. You know, if I don't like you, you'll get a snarl from me, and I'll roll my eyes and pop on away. But there was one couple, and I don't know if they had been at a convention before, and I felt there was nobody surrounding their table. Not that anybody was completely surrounded other than the YouTubers. So I don't know. Somebody needs to tell me I need to lose some weight, get some hair or something, because the YouTubers are the ones who are the celebrities. I mean, there were several YouTubers. There was the Black Nerd. There was Mark Plyer, and a few others. I can't tell you all their names because I didn't know them, you know. But it didn't matter if my black ass knew them or not, because everybody else, well, all the people under 20 knew them, 25. And they were the standouts of the show. They were the standouts of the show. They had this big room. They had 2 rooms, and then I was like, what is this line for? Because there are a ton of people. I want to see what's going on. And I was like, oh, it's the YouTubers. And this one mother, I was talking to her. I was like, are you kidding me? She's like, yeah, we went in there, but they're in there still. And they had this kind of draped off area at first. But then they moved them into the big registration room where they had a stage and stuff set up in there. And, I mean, it was 100 deep up in that joint. You know, from to front to back, my side to side, it might have been 100 times 10. It was that many people in there, and they were screaming, and I don't know what they were all doing. So what I understood, what the guy does, he either plays the videos online while people watch him, and he comments on what he's doing. You can get paid for that. So I'm going to pull out my old PlayStation 2 or my Atari because it still works. And I'm going to start playing games online and see if I can get me some YouTube money, because that's where it's at, baby. Because they were doing big things. Big things. I was totally flabbergasted. They had... It wasn't even apples and apples compared to the celebrities that were there. So, anyhow, and I always have reservations about paying too much for celebrity stuff, you know, unless I really, really want to meet them. I did want to meet Edward James Olmos, but that professional $60 picture really wasn't in my budget to do. But he was giving selfies for $30. I paid $30 for a selfie. It ended up being a good picture. If you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, you'll see that picture of me and ex and future co-host, Darling Nikki. We're in my cousin. Remember Real Talk with David and Nikki? Where the 5x5 podcast began. we took a picture with him. And he was very cool. He was very welcoming. But again, you're charging $60 for autographs and $60 for pictures and $30. You know, people are buying other stuff, you know, and unless they're specifically coming for you, I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. But it was good to see him. And since he's an icon, he's been around for a while, and he was just on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season. And had a pretty decent role. He got killed, but spoilers. But he had a pretty decent role. Going back a few, Devin says he went to a bar when there was a college soccer team, and everybody kept asking if he was on the soccer team, and eventually he just told him, "Yes, I feel your pain. I did the same thing." Then he says, I asked someone if 4 YouTubers I knew was one of them. They said no. I was unimpressed. It's all about that cult following. What's Tobuscus is where it is. What is that? And Mag says, yeah, I would be amazed what takes off. We need to get together and get something together, get some of that YouTube money. But anyhow, seen him, Edward James Olmos, because he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm a big fan of the show. But also, I didn't know he was going to be here. Let me get his name, because I'm going to talk about him. And please don't get mad at me if you guys are a fan. Now, you guys know Gremlins, right? The guy from Gremlins. Let me see. Let me find his ass. Zach Galligan. Now, I haven't seen him since. Was he in Gremlins too? Nope. That show was on when I was in eighth grade. That movie came out. So again, you're not Edward James Olmos. You know, Gremlins, yes, it was a big movie, but people want to see Gizmo. Now, Gizmo did get a pop figure, you know, but now I'm not going to buy it because I'm not going to say I don't think you were very nice to us while we were at your table. I didn't want your picture, but my cousin, she wanted the picture, and it was $10 for a selfie with this dude. And so she had paid the handler. You know, they had a little handler there. She had paid the handler, and I guess Jack didn't know, and we're trying to get this picture just right. And this dude has the unmitigated gall to say, y'all know it is $10, right? I looked at this man and I said, excuse me? I'm like, we got your 10. You know, it's okay, boo. And so my cousin, you know, because she was caught up in the moment, of course. But I was offended. Dude, it's $10. You know, it's $10. And he was serious with it. And so, you know, I'm making my little comments. I'm like, oh, hurry up. Let's take this picture and get the hell away from this has-been, because he's tripping over $10. And then I was done. Again, that's why no one was at your booth. You know, same thing, and I hate to say it. The guy what's his name? Sam Jones, his name? Sam Jones from... I'm looking at the poster right now. Flash Gordon from Flash Gordon fame. He's I don't want to be shady because I want them to give me a pass next year. But come on, you're doing the movie. Although he's supposedly in Ted somewhere, but he's doing the whole movie star thing, sitting up there with his arms crossed, with his sunglasses on inside a building. You know, he was bigger. He was a bigger man than I thought. He looked really tall. You know, I didn't even go meet him because you're sitting there with your arms crossed, which I'm a body language reader. I watch people. I guess that's my sales background. I watch people. I look for, you know, how their body reacts, how their face contorts. You know, it's probably my Virgo thing too, because I overanalyze everything. And he just looked unapproachable. You know, and I'm not ready to, you know, not that he could. The potential was there for you to be nasty. But my thing is, if you're a star that's been around and you have a cult following on this movie, which, you know, if it was on TV, I wouldn't turn it off because that's enjoyable to me. But you know that, and people my age and older, we love that shit. You know, that was some of our first major sci-fi experiences outside of Star Trek and Star Wars. That was probably predate Star Wars around the same time, but it was on the big screen, you know, and it had everything that us fanboys love. And maybe that's part of our how we become the nerds that we are today. But come on, seriously. Anyhow, so I was like, I'm going to meet him. And then I did meet artist Tony Moore from The Walking Dead. He did sign my St. Louis Comic-Con exclusive copy of The Walking Dead. He kind of opened the front page and checked it out. I didn't get a picture with him or anything, but I thought he was pretty cool. He was very, very talkative. He was very nice. We chatted with him. You know, for a while, just sitting there chatting, and I don't mean to be this way, but it sometimes I just get uninterested, and I think I'm a little OCD because there's so much going on around you that I just get distracted, and I'm looking at everything, and then I just want to go, 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 go. I don't want to lollygag. I want to go, 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 and that's why my feet are still swollen now, but Tony Moore was cool. Tony Isabella, who was the artist for Black Lightning. He signed a copy of Black Lightning for me. I thought that was pretty cool. He was really nice. Very talkative. Also talked to one of the members. I think his name was Chris. It could be Paul, but it may be Jim. From 5-Year Mission. Meant to go back and get a quick little audio clip from them. Forgot to do it. And then when I was on the road, I was thinking, oh, I forgot to do that. And I want to go buy that. But there's always, now that there's so many conventions out there, there's always going to be another convention. But I would have to say Indie Pop Con, this year to from last year to this year, I think the content was better. Now, I think last year they had bigger stars or more. I think somebody put they had more relevant stars. Of course, Xander was there from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of the reasons why we went last year. There was an artist there that I wanted to see last year. But anyhow, and then I think they had a Game of Thrones chick there last year as well. So they didn't have the star power, but they had the YouTubers. And I got the program out so I can see who these people are. Because... oh, they're not on here. Oh, they don't have the YouTubers' names on here because I wanted to know. But anyhow, and remember Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers? I didn't talk to him. I walked past him. And I forget how a lot of these stars are so tiny. But, see, I'm trying not to be shady. I'm really not trying to be shady, but he looked really old. He's still a very attractive man, but he looked older than I thought he would look because he's still a very attractive man. I guess he's doing a web series with the Power Rangers or something. But he seemed okay. I guess I don't know. He has very sharp features, very, and I guess, you know, when in the Starship Trooper days, you know, everybody was like, ooh, that's the hotness, right? And of course, I was in agreement then, but that movie is what, 20 years old, I guess? But anyhow, he was there. The cool guys were the producers of Sharknado, which, you know, Sharknado, this is my favorite title ever, Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. That's my favorite title. The producers were there. They were giving out posters, and I found my button today. And it just happens that both the guys named from the Asylum, their names are David. And they signed my poster to David from David and David. And David, so there's another David, and his wife, which was a little more talkative than everybody. She was like, everybody's name is David. Everybody's name is David. And I probably could have got an interview with those guys because they were that cool. And I was like, oh, you guys were they were fun, and they were laughing, and they were very into the con experience. And to get those guys there, because Sharknado, although it's a B film in all its glory, it was what it was, you know, and they make no excuses for it. And it's fun and it's entertaining. It's not meant to win an Oscar, you know? And so number three, you know, how much coinier and cheesier can we get? But I think that's the thing, you know, let's go a little bit more cheesy and, a little more, corny, and, just run with it and have fun with it. So those guys were cool. Devin says he was saying that the YouTubers develop a cult following somehow, so people will fly all over to see them. Oh, Tobuscus is a YouTuber, and he's hilarious. I'll have to look that up. And then Mag says, oh, great title. I like Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. That's me. That's some shit I would have thought of, right? But it was fun. I did get from, I had to, Chad Engel Art. I've liked him on the page. Chad Engel Art. He does caricatures. And last year, I got a caricature done on one of my blank copies of a comic book. And then this year, I did the same thing. So that's going to be my thing. When I go to Indy PopCon, I'm always going to get a caricature done on a comic book. This year, I chose Multiversity, you know, because they had the black superheroes. And I had Chad make me a copy of me as Superman, and it's one of the best ones I've had done. And I was showing different people, they're like, oh wow, that is so good. And I was thoroughly impressed. That was the only blank that I had done. Normally I get two done, but again, I was distracted for some reason. I was distracted the whole time I was there. It was busy, I was tired. What else was really that kind of stand out to me that seemed like, oh, okay. But if I'm grading cons, I've been to several this year. I will have to say St. Louis Comic-Con has probably been the best one I went to this year. I plan on going to Chicago in August. But this one is probably number two right now. Indie PopCon, they did what they're supposed to do. I was listening to the Thought Bubbles podcast, and they were talking about the Gleaners, which is a organization that helps homeless. They feed the homeless, and they take donations and things of that nature. And last year, they were in the main hall room. And because of these damn YouTubers, they weren't letting anyone in this hall room to get to the Gleaners. Not that you was going to get. And they had the one area cut off where you went in through the entrance because there were so many people. And the fire marshal had shut it down. He's like, can't nobody come up in here. And so during the little altercation, which was kind of funny, they give the one volunteer at Indie PopCon too much power. And I was talking to Kristen Elaine. I was like, yeah, they gave the wrong guy the power, because he's arguing with this, with a brother nerd. And he's like, I want to get in this room. He's like, well, you can't. I'm telling all you people, you stand over here and you stand over here. And the fire marshal had came to me specifically and told me I cannot let anybody else in this room. And so another, I guess, somebody employed by Indie PopCon had came out, and she was co-signing on what it said. And he was like, and so the guy tells him, he's like, well, I thought you wasn't, you were saying that if some people came out, you would let other people come in. And so the volunteer guy says, there's nobody coming out of this room. And then about five people walked out at the same time, and he still didn't let anybody in. So we're trying to figure out a way to get in there, because we want these. No, last year they gave those little bracelets you see everybody wear, the little cut their filaments, and I wanted one from this year. You know, you'd give a donation, you get so many bracelets, the chance to win a prize. But I wanted my bracelets. I was going to have, that was the last thing we did for the day. I think we did one more walk around, but I think it was, no, we didn't. That was the last thing we done for the day. But we couldn't get in this room. And so when the little, the employee walked out, you know, I walked up to her and I was like, hey, is the cleaners inside this room with the YouTubers? And she's like, yeah. She's like, but you're at press. Come on in. I'm like, oh. And so I motioned to Kristen Lane. I said, come on. So they wouldn't even look at anybody in the face, because we walked in the room when the guy, the volunteer guy, was, nobody else is getting in this room. But see, that's where your podcast has advantages. You're part of the press. You get some special privileges. You can go in rooms that even the fire marshal shut down, baby. So we was up in there getting our bracelets. So I thought that was a funny part of the day. But my biggest part of the day, and we'll wrap it up here, my biggest part of the day was going to a little restaurant called the Granite. No, Devin, you might know this, Granite City Grill. It's like a microbrewery. Chris and Lane had already been there, and they's like, well, they just choose random places to go, but they had already eaten there, and they had really good food. Now, I am not that I'm a food snob. I don't like the ambiance of snob. I don't like that. That's not my gig. I don't roll like that. That's not me. And so I'm like, when we went in, I'm like, this look a little iffy. You know, I don't want no couscous or no caviar, because that's how I felt when I was in this place, because it was a beautiful place. But it just seems like a little bougie for its own good. But hey, I'll try anything. I live in Atlanta. I've been to those places. So we go and sit down and, you know, talk and chit chat or whatever, and had a really, really great waitress. So I'm deciding what to eat. You know, sometimes you get sick of getting the burger or the chicken fingers, you know, or the pasta, you know, so like, all this is all in the same wheelhouse. They all taste the same a bit, you know, but, I was looking at the burgers, I think Elaine was like, well, you should try the adult mac and cheese. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And then I looked at the burger. I'm like, that says Big Show. Now, you know, I was thinking of Big Show from WWE wrestling, right? And I'm like, the Big Show burger. I'm a big boy. You know, and it's a pulled pork. And there's nothing more than barbecue, because I don't want to eat ribs and stuff. Pulled pork is my favorite type of barbecue. And I'm like, yeah, it's pulled pork. Yes, I'll take the Big Show burger. Now, when she brought me this sandwich, it had onion. It was about 12 inches high. Like one of them Dagwoods. Not really, but I'm thinking. And it was on a pretzel bun. And when she brings me that sandwich, baby, I took one bite and
I like a tornado, girl.
I ate the rest of that bastard like it was a tornado, girl. Not really. But I couldn't stop eating it. It was that good. I've never in my whole entire life of eating burgers, I have probably eaten 100,000 pounds of beef in all the years I've been on this planet. I have probably devoured about 15 cows in my lifetime, but I have never, let me tell you, had a burger that tasted like this. It was amazing. And it was better than I had expected. And no, it ends well, Max. It was better than I expected. Because when I tell you, this burger, it was cooked perfectly. I felt like I was on what's one of them little cooking the chop show where they say, oh, it's cooked perfectly. It looks good. The presentation is flawless. I, you know, if I could have turned a cartwheel in that bitch, I would have turned a cartwheel because that burger was that good. I kid you not. It is not a game. I am trying to tell y'all that burger was really, really good. I've never had a burger taste that good ever. And I'm going on record to say it. The Big Show Burger, if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, and go to Granite City Grill, trust me, you have to get the Big Show Burger at this place. And they can send me a free coupon. Devin, the next time you're in Indianapolis, you need to tell them your boy Dave was giving them praises beyond praise about that burger. Because I'm still talking about that burger, and I had it on Saturday. You know, I was telling somebody about it today. I'm like, girl, y'all even know. So every fat, chubby, big bone person that likes to eat, even you skinny, need to eat anorexic people, you won't be anorexic anymore, because once you eat that burger, you'll keep, that's what you'll keep on eating.
Like a tornado, girl.
I'm so serious. I mean, I've never, because they had the pulled pork on there and the melted cheese and cheese. I've never tasted anything like it in my life. It was that good. And it was just a burger. So, anyhow, thank you, Granite City, for that, because I tore that up. So, wrapping up, it was a fun weekend. The burger was the highlight of my time there. I will give Indie PopCon on a scale from 1 to 10. It was, I think in the car we gave it a B+, I think, maybe. But I will give, we can't even talk about something else, but I would, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would give Indie PopCon, second year out, you got a good 8.5 from me. I think next year I will go more than one day, because it's hard to drive. You know, I didn't drive. Thanks, Kristen Lane, for allowing me once again, even though I was late, to tag along, because I didn't want to drive by myself. I think next year I'll go, if I go again, for both days, just to do more, or even the whole weekend. I think I'm doing Chicago. If you guys are going to be in Chicago at the end of the month, Wizard World is having Comic-Con, another Wizard World Chicago Comic-Con. I believe it's 4 days, the 21st, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, I believe. It's that one of the last weekends in August. I'm going to be there at least for 3 days. They're going to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go up on Friday morning, come home Saturday afternoon. But again, the whole drive is daunting. I said I would never drive 6 hours again. I don't think physically I can do it. Because my niece won't drive on the highway, because she normally goes to the big ones with me. But I plan on being there once I get my whole Airbnb thing worked out. So that's gonna be the big one for the year. There's gonna be a couple of, and I won't travel to any more during the year. I just go to the local ones, and that'll be it. And then hopefully next year, if the Lord is willing, and if Kristen Lane go again, I hope I'll make it to Devin. That goes for you too, Mags. Hopefully I will make it to San Diego Comic-Con. Don't forget that the Barnes & Noble Get Pop Cultured event will have SDCC exclusives, I think, starting on July the 9th. But hopefully you guys' cities are a little bit better than mine currently. Like I said, I'm going to go back tomorrow and see what they have. Because I love me some free stuff. I spend enough money in some of these stores. Give me something free. But like they did last year. Again, thank you to Indie PopCon. You guys threw a great event. I did get a really cool, you see, missed some stuff. Sharknado 3, they had the Asylum, Sharknado 3 wine at Owen Valley Winery. Downtown Comics was present there. Geek Stuff Off the Cuff podcast. And, you know, they didn't have a lot of, like last year, they featured a lot of podcasters. You know, we're a different kind of breed. We're not the YouTubers, because all of us aren't ready for our close-up, self-included. But that was kind of played down. But again, and I ain't throwing shade on anybody. I ain't talking about anybody, but I do tell the truth. At least I think I do. There was a local podcast. They were there. I spoke to them, and they weren't very friendly. I'm like, boo, My podcast is better anyhow. Catch that one. And I have 1,000 followers. 1,032 to be exact. Not, but that's not me being whatever. This is a podcast. I ain't getting paid. it was a fun time. I think if I stayed more than one day, and just planned it out like I did Nashville and do the panels. I miss doing the panels. Because they had smaller rooms where you could get really close and personal. John Delancey was there. Oh, and before I stop talking about it and we end off for the night, I hope this catches on at the rest of these comic conventions. And PopCon, y'all need to get a, what's it called? A patent on this, because I think it'll be big. If it's done right, they gave away collectible cards. They had artists do drawings of the YouTubers and guests and I guess featured artists. And they had them all do these pieces of art to go on these little collectible Pokemon-like cards. And so you went to the different booths, y'all know what I'm saying, to collect them, that had the persons like Mark Pliers on one, Brooke Allen, John Delancey, Sharknado, like all the guests that were there, they had cards, I guess, for the majority of them. I think it was 32. I don't know how many I really got. I'm probably missing about 15 of them or less. And you went around and some of the artists had them at different tables. And it was kind of a collect thing, because when we first came in, there was a sign that says, take a card, pick a card. And so we really didn't know what that meant. I'm like, what's that mean? What's that? You know, but so eventually they were like, hey, these are what they're collecting. Here's these cards. And I had seen them and not thought anything about them. You know, there's nothing, something to buy. But these were these cards that you could collect during the show. I guess if I had 2 days, I could probably have gotten all 32. And you just picked them up. And then it gave you a chance to interact with either the artists or the vendor. I guess all of the vendors had them, or the guest or the celebrity guest, and gave you opportunities to interact with them and possibly purchase something. And that's, some of the people were like really cool. Here's some, you know, Elena was just taking them off the table. Here, Dave, we got you two, get you these, you know. So I was kind of walking around by myself. You know, some of the people, I felt bad. Like, oh, I'm just going to take this car. I'm just looking for the car. I'm not buying anything. You know, and I don't like that feeling. I do guilt purchases, like the guy. And I ain't going to shade him that way. There was one, and I did a guilt purchase for some of his stuff. I just want the car. But then this one guy, I felt pressured. He was like the hard sell. And so I was like, I was intimidated. So I bought all of his books, which Hitchman Comics, I haven't read them yet, but I will. And then I'll give him a review. And I told him I would let him know. And maybe we'll get him on the show to talk about what Hitchman Comics is. Hitchmancomics.com. You can go there and see some of his independent work. And that's what I was talking about earlier about the indie artists. I think we did the big artists, they're getting big money and they're in it. Some of these indie artists, they're doing all the printing themselves. They don't have a distributor. You know, they're sending them off, getting them printed, and they're distributing them themselves. So we have to pay attention to the independent comic book creators. So, you know, they get a little piece of the pie. So that's what I like, you know, about meeting. And so, but the guy was really cool once I got to talk to him, although he intimidated me to buy all six of his comics. But the card thing was brilliant. I don't know who came up with the idea. Absolutely brilliant. And like, I'm holding Hitchman Comics right now. This gives a little quote from them. Speeder Spellos from Men in Black 2, Digimon Transformers. Elspeth Eastman from Rated E with Elspeth. Sam Jones had his one. Steve Ray Bro, Zach Galligan from Gremlins. Mm-hmm. Tony Isabella, Jaltoid, which was their, it was their very, very first comic book convention. They had a unicorn that said, "You smell." So I bought that. Rose Hips, who was the last year's cosplay champion. Joe Caroni from Star Wars. Jack Septicis from Twitch TV, one of those YouTubers who was getting all the props. Mark Plyer, again, from YouTube. Who else? Scott Shaw from iBat Comics. Sophia Aldridge from Doctor Who. They had a really cool dialect from there that had the voice. There was somebody in it. I didn't know it. And so when it got to talk, saying my cousin's name, I'm like, is there somebody in there? And he said he was going to assimilate me or something. And I was like, oh, okay. Lord Dominion, 777, again, YouTuber, John Delancey, Creature Creators, the two guys from Face Off. Tony Moore, of course, Chris Masters, he was huge. He was a former wrestler, a WWE wrestler. He was huge. Oh, cute too. Troy Baker, voice actor, and then of course I said Tony Isabella. So all that was really, really cool. So it was a good time.
I like a tornado girl.
It was really fun and we had a great time, and I can't say anything better about it. I had a good time, and so going forward to Chicago Comic Con, and then finishing out the month with Barnes & Noble. Hopefully, maybe once a week. I would never say once a day because I won't be able to do it. I'll give you a little update of what's going on Barnes & Noble, especially on, like I said, July 9th, when they're going to start having the comic exclusive toys and things pop up in the stores. Kind of holding out to see what Hot Topic's going to have. Don't know how much money I'm going to send with my friends to San Diego Comic Con or pre-order them from Fugitive.com. So here's some things. Don't forget to join the Life with Funko Pop. If you're a Funko Pop collector, we share a lot of good information. We take care of each other on the page. And also don't forget, once a month, starting this month in July, we'll be given our second Glitter in the Geek box from the 5x5 podcast. I don't know what's going to be, but it'll be something. But look for the updates about the contest, or just even a post. I don't get too jiggy with it. I keep it pretty cool. But we're going to do that away after we give our first, we ever gave the first one away during the Pride 48 streaming event. Had to get with that person. And then we'll do something fun for this next one. Not going to be theme. It's going to be what David likes. Trust and believe. So without further ado, I think we've done enough. So thank you guys in the chat room, Devin Ice, for showing up. I appreciate that. Raven and Randall, we can do updates on it. We can do it once a day, once a week, a couple times a week. Let me know. Once I get off here, I'll Facebook you before I go to bed, and we can set up some kind of schedule. We can do that. I'm down for that. Devin Ice, Raven Rendell, Mags, check out Chaotic Ravings on Pride 48. Who else was in the chat room? Voice bloggers. Who else is in the chat room tonight? There was a fake person in there. Voice bloggers was in there as well. But anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight. Thank you, guys. And if you're in Indy, go get that Big Show Burger from Granite City Grill. I'm giving them a lot of free press tonight. So somebody call them, tell them, say, send me a free coupon so I can go back and get me a sandwich. And we're going to go ahead and take off. Have a great week. Have a great July 4th weekend. Be safe. Have fun. See some fireworks. Until next time, good night, everybody.